Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? How's it going, guys?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Hopefully, the ladies and gentlemen listening out there in radio world are doing all right as well. So, let's lead off with a little baseball as, you know, the baseball season wind down. Then we'll talk about the 0-5 Giants, as, you know, they get their butts whooped by their rival Eagles. Talk a little NBA, as, you know, preseason's about to start, I believe Wednesday. And, you know, end it off with a little WWE, give a little preview about Battlegrounds, and, you know, also say what's going on in, you know, TNA and all the other stuff going on, you know, what we do. You know, we talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. Of course, you all know the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to speak your mind. And with that, we shall talk about the baseball season. Last week, You know, the baseball season is basically done. You know, the Reds got eliminated. Dusty Baker, after 6 years, he's kicked out. And the bigger news in the city is that, you know, both teams are out of the playoffs. You know, Mets haven't been in the playoffs since 06. And, of course, the Yankees, you know, the last time they haven't been in the playoff was in 08.
Yep.
And Girardi, you know, the manager of the 09 championship team and former Yankee during the, you know, the early dynasty teams, he's going to be a free agent. So Yankees are reportedly trying to give him a new deal, but his hometown Cubs team, his former, which is also his former team as well, they're interested in signing Girardi also. So what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I think we should bring back Girardi. I mean, he did a good job this year managing a team that had a lot of injuries, that was shorthanded. He made the best out of what he had. I would bring him back. And, you know, last 4 years before this year, you know, he managed to get the Yankees to the ALCS 3 out of the last 4 years, you know, and of course he's led us to that World Series title in 2009. I think we should definitely bring him back. I mean, there's not really any managers out there if we don't sign Girardi to get. I mean, Dusty Baker is a good manager, but I mean, I don't know how he'll do under the New York pressure, you know, so I think we should give Girardi whatever he wants.
I mean, I'm totally in agreement with you. You know, I think they should, you know, re-sign Girardi. Yeah, he's not the best manager out there. And, yes, he does overmanage. But Dusty Baker, I mean, he was, you know, Dusty Baker was a very good player, you know. And he's a decent manager. He's a very good manager. But to me, I don't know. I think he's a little overrated. I mean, his teams, you know, they look like they've underachieved. I mean, you look at that 0-2 team, Giants team, you know, they
should have won that World Series.
They had a chance to you know, defeat the Angels, not giving any credit to, not take away any credit from the Angels, because that Angel was a very feisty team. You know, you had K-Rod his rookie year striking out everybody. You know, of course, Yankees had a front row seat, you know, that season, how dominant K-Rod was. And obviously, me as a Mets fan, you know, he would later close for my team. But, you know, those Angel teams were pretty good. But, I mean, he's always seemed to be outmanaged. I mean, 2000 against when he was with the Giants still, you know, he got eliminated by the Mets. You know, Bobby V just, you know, Bobby V might as well got a PhD because he schooled them in that series.
Yep.
You know, my point is that Dusty Baker, he's a good manager, but, I mean, he's, you know, even though he has, you know, the numbers, you know, he's been in the game for a long time as a manager, but I wouldn't, you know, sign him.
Yeah.
You know, if my team was, you know, looking for a manager right now, but they're not because, you know, as we suspected, you know, Terry Collins signed a 2-year deal with the Mets, so, you know, he's going to be with the team for another 2 years.
Yep.
So, congratulations to him. But, you know, back to the Yankees, you know. The Yankees are in, you know, turmoil. You know, they got to try to re-sign Cano, who's apparently going through some baby mama drama because apparently he's only paying his baby mama only $500 a month to his his girlfriend to support his son.
Well,
and
that's in, if you got my text, that's in U.S. dollars. If that $500 translates in Dominican pesos, she's making about 21,000 Dominican pesos, which is a lot of money. That's like average income of a call center employee in the Dominican Republic. So she's asking for more money, but I mean, Robinson Cano is basically giving her more money. I mean, basically, if the $500 that she's getting in the Dominican Republic, that'd be equivalent to someone getting about $30,000 a month in U.S. dollars.
Yeah, but I'm guessing, you know, since he's a pending free agent, and you know, Yankees or whoever is gonna try to go after him is gonna break the bank. You know, allegedly there was a rumor that he was going for 10 years, 305. You know, Cano denies it, but you know, I'm pretty sure if a team, let's say the Yankees, you know, gave him that you know, paycheck, I'm pretty sure he will say, "No, man, I did not want that contract, man. I said I wasn't going to take that. I didn't ask for that contract." I'm pretty sure he's not going to turn it down.
Well, I'll say this: Yankees, they're trying to cut payroll. They're not. I mean, I don't think they see Cano as that type of player. There's no way in hell Yankees are going to give A-Rod that kind of money with what, especially what's going on with A-Rod. Yeah, Cano, I should say. There's no way they're going to give Cano that type of money, especially with this whole A-Rod situation and the bad contract that we signed him to in 2005 or 2007, whatever it was. So I don't see it.
So you truly believe Yankees learned their lesson? You know, they wised up. They're not going to throw all that ridiculous money at people anymore.
They're going to give Cano a big contract.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's not going to be a contract that he wants to get.
I mean, I would agree with that. I mean, Cano, he's a terrific player. I mean, you know, he hits 30 home runs, knocking 100 RBIs all the time. But I don't know. I mean, to me, you know, I think it's a combination of him being a great player, a great hitter, and, you know, he's surrounded by, you know, usually, you know, throughout his Yankee career, you know, a great lineup. I mean, this year it kind of took a hit with injuries and a lot of key guys like Russell Martin and I'm trying to think who else. Obanez, you know, leaving the team, you know, not to mention, you know, some injuries to Jeter. You know, it's not the, you know, this guy was supposed to be, you know, expected to be the leader of the team, you know. And, you know, he put up great numbers, you know, in the regular season, but in that postseason, the previous postseason where Jeter, you know, injured himself, I mean, Cano, you know, in the postseason, he didn't stand out, just like everybody else. You know, Swisher, A-Rod, you know, all those guys, you know, basically did nothing.
Yeah, and that's probably why Yankees are not going to give him the type of money that he's asking for. Because, I mean, he's not Miguel Cabrera. I mean, the only person in baseball that deserves that kind of money, you can make a case with Miguel Cabrera. I mean, that's like the greatest hitter in baseball right now. You know,
I agree. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, there's nobody, you know, in his league right now. I mean, you know, he's like Pujols right now. You know how Pujols
not
was
even
like,
Pujols. You mean he's like what Pujols used to be?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's like what Pujols used to be in the, you know, mid 2000s. You know, late 2000s. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's how he was. And trust me, back in the days, Cabrera was still a, you know, a great player back in those days too.
Yeah.
But I mean, Cabrera took it to that next level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And the guy's like not even. He doesn't look like he's even in shape sometimes. You know, but
yeah. And he won the Triple Crown last year.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, he has a lot of power, man.
Oh yeah, and if it wasn't for Chris Davis, he probably could have won the Triple Crown again.
Yeah. You're right.
But I mean, you know. What was I going to say? I'm trying to remember what I was saying. But, yeah, basically, you know, Cano, he's a terrific player, but, I mean, he's not a guy that you put as a leader. He could be the second guy, but as of right now, I don't see him as the guy, the middle-of-the-order type guy, even though he does have the resume. The baseball card, you know, is impressive. You know, his numbers would dictate that he could be a cleanup guy. But I don't know. It just seems like he doesn't take the bull by the horns. You know, he's more of a, you know, a guy who, you know, who, like a 1A type player.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we shall see.
I agree, man. I think we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I mean, Cano definitely doesn't deserve that type of money, what allegedly he's asking for, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we shall see. And, moving gears to the other team in New York, my Mets, you know, you know, devastating news, but, you know, it was expected. Matt Harvey, you know, he's officially going to have the surgery, so you can definitely kiss Matt Harvey pitching next year goodbye, as, you know, he's going to try to rehab after he gets, you know, the surgery to, you know, repair his arm. And, you know, it's sad news, but, you know, the Mets, they have no excuse. They've been saying for years 2014 is the year they're going to, you know, put the building blocks for them to, you know, become a postseason team. So, you know, I just hope, you know, they put their money where their mouth is. No pun intended. Yeah. And, you know, they just, you know, spend the money, you know. They, you know, I hope the number one guy I hope they go after in the pitching is Bronson Arroyo. I mean, this guy, you know, he's a former Red Sox, pitched with the Red Sox, you know, ever since he left. He pitched for the Reds ever since he left the Red Sox. And this guy, he's an innings eater, always pitches over 200 innings. You know, a guy who strikes out guys even though he doesn't throw hard, you know. And the guy's a gamer. I think the Mets, I've been, you know, thinking the Mets should go after him. But the problem is that, you know, he was the Reds owner's favorite player. So that's why for years you've always heard him in trade rumors, you know, especially with the Mets. But nothing ever went down because the Reds owner, you know, with reason, you know, he loves the type of player that, you know, Bronson Arroyo is. So hopefully, you know, Mets, you know, as the rumors say, dictate, you know, they go after him. And apparently he says he has interest in the Mets. So hopefully the Mets, you know, will give him a contract that he, you know, sign his, you know, put his penmanship on the, you know, on the, you know, on the contract and become a Met.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'd be a good fit for the Mets. I mean, he's not a great pitcher. I mean, sometimes he's inconsistent.
He's a number two pitcher.
That's stretching a little bit. I'd say he's maybe a middle guy, 3-4 pitcher, you know, but like you said, he's an innings eater, you know. He pitches a lot of innings. He's a good quality starting pitcher, you know, for any team. But, you know, he is a little inconsistent. But, you know, for the Mets, I think he would be a great fit.
I agree. You know, and, you know, there's rumors that Mets might go after Beltran again, which I think, you know, they should do it again. I mean, he's a great postseason guy. I mean, of course, you know, his lasting image with the Mets, you know, in the postseason is, you know, him striking out to Wainwright. But, I mean, this guy's a, you know, a great player, you know, excuse me. He's probably arguably the best, you know, center fielder in Mets history. I mean, the guy puts up numbers, you know, when he's not injured, you know, he's a very good player. I mean, sure, his defense has kind of diminished. You know, he's getting a little older. And I think he plays, what, right field right now?
Yeah.
I think the Mets, you know, should give him a shot.
Yeah, I mean, he could still hit. So
yeah.
Why not?
But the problem is he's a Boris client. So, you know, Mets better be ready to, you know, borrow some money from Scrooge McDuck to pay him. So,
yep.
You know, hopefully they do that. And Santana, you know, he's hurt. You know, he's going to try to rehab, you know, try to come back, you know, next year. And which something that surprised me, Alderson said that he's, you know, interested in, you know, potentially re-signing Santana. So hopefully maybe as a fifth starter, you know, Mets can see if, you know, Santana has a little something in the tank.
Yeah, he's looks like he could still probably pitch. I mean, he's not 40 yet, is he?
I don't think so, but he's close to it. Might be 37 or so, but he's pushing 40. No doubt about that.
He still has the same stuff, yeah. I mean, see if he could pitch and still be the ace of this team. I mean, Harvey's, like you said, is going to be back in 2015, hopefully. So
yeah.
They're going to need Santana to step up and be the ace of this team once again.
But I think that's too much pressure. He's 37 years old. This year he's gonna be. I mean, next year he's gonna be coming from a, you know, having like Tommy John surgery as well.
Yeah.
So you can't expect him to be the old school Minnesota Twins guy or the 2008, for his first year with the Mets.
True.
He's just basically gonna be a fourth or fifth starter. You know, if he's lucky, and hopefully, you know, he still has something in the tank, you know, to try to, you know, help the Mets out. But
yeah,
you know, we shall see what's gonna go down.
Yeah, definitely.
And with the Knicks, before I go to the Knicks, let's talk a little Giants. You know, Jets are gonna play against the Falcons on Monday, which is tomorrow night. But the Giants, unfortunately, you know, they face their rival Eagles, and unfortunately for them, you know, they fell to 0-5. You know, Foles, you know, basically, you know, whooped their behinds. Eli, you know, he threw two touchdowns, but he threw three interceptions. So basically, you know the Giants, as they've been all this season, you know, they didn't have it.
Yeah, well, you said Foles whooped their behinds. No, correction. Giants whooped their own behinds with all these turnovers. Every damned game, it's like they're getting like two, three turnovers that lead to points. And again, you saw it again with Eli throwing two key interceptions in that fourth quarter, and that led to points. I mean, in the first quarter, they looked good. They came out on fire, and, you know, they scored on their first drive. Dave Wilson scored a touchdown, and we were up 7-0. But then the Eagles went on a 19-0 run. They went up by 19-7. Late in the second quarter, Michael Vick injured his it looked like his left hamstring, and he had to leave the game. And that's when Nick Foles came in, and, you know, looked like the Eagles never skipped a beat from there. I mean, he threw two touchdown passes in the game. Two of those came off of turnovers, and yeah, Giants ended up losing this game 36-21. Like I said, turnovers, man, it's like every game now we're turning the ball over and we're giving the other team the opportunity to score. And Giants are 0-5, first time they started the season 0-5 since 1979. So
wow,
doesn't look good, and it doesn't look like we'll make it for the playoffs. I mean, we might as well just go fishing right now. Start fishing.
Well, they're playing golf right now. Maybe they should play fishing, like you said.
Doesn't look good right now.
But yeah, that
you need to go
me
on
an
11-game winning streak, which
that
is impossible.
Yeah, that is impossible. Even though Antoine Roll, you guys are going to go on a 12-game winning streak. But
at least the Giants have a sense of humor during this losing streak.
And who's the one? I think it was Tuck or was it Hicks that said that, you know, if anybody, you know, if there's any mutiny among, you know, the Giant players, you know, against Coughlin, he's going to punch the dude in the mouth.
Well, then he's going to be fired too.
But yeah,
not
obviously
looking good right now, man.
It's not Coughlin's fault, obviously. I mean, even though he is the head coach, you know, he's the captain of the ship. But I mean, you know, the guy's got to step up, you know.
Yeah, I don't think they'll fire Coughlin. I mean, Coughlin has done so much for this team, won them two Super Bowls and playoff appearances with Eli. You know, I think next season if they don't start off well, maybe they'll let him go, but I don't see him getting fired.
Yeah, it seems like every time, you know, people are saying, hey, fire Coughlin, you know, every time they say that, it's like that's when he wins a championship with the team.
Yeah.
Set him up. So, I mean, Coughlin is, you know, arguably one of the best, Giant, head coaches of all time. I mean, the guy got two Super Bowls. I mean, obviously this is not the year this year, but You know, the team, you know, they usually play well for him. But now they gotta, you know, I know the season's not officially over, but I mean, the odds is totally against them, but they have to play for respect, man. They can't think just because, you know, they've won championships that, you know, teams are just going to let them win games, you know.
They got to find a way to turn it around.
So, you know, they got to definitely turn it around. Hopefully, you know, their next game, you know, they can, you know, show up and get a win.
Yeah.
And
by the way, Will, before you go on, there's a call on the line. Do you want to take it?
Oh, sure. Hey, caller, what's up?
Caller?
We'd like to have a good old time here. An hour into a two-hour show at Drinking Celsius.
Hey,
man,
how's it going?
Man.
Hello, Carl.
So, I said so far
what's your name, by the way?
Pretty good, so, I don't know.
Okay.
Vin. I love it. I got lucky, got the cover there, that touchdown and that interception. That happens, but people that
yeah.
watch listening to this when they were playing real money got pissed off, but that's a bit close. I wish it was real money, but I'm glad it's just fake money because then you get pissed off. And it's no fun. I tell you what, when you lose your ass and you say, oh, Christ, I'm losing my house, my money. No. Before you know it, you're like, okay, what do you think you're doing? Huh? What do you think you're doing? No. Sharon here, what's her name? Christina, those who miss January, she's a really good girl. I like her a lot. I like her. She looked cool. Christina Blackhound, B-I-A-N-O-C-O. She's really good. I really like her a lot. She's really, really good. Like a lot. She's a very funny girl. She can sing. Christina, B-I-A-N-C-O. Also, another one I like, you guys, another one I like, Blacklist. It's a very, very good show that I like. It's a great show. And you want to check that out. I love that. It's a great, 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 great show. Love it. So go check it out, The Blacklist. I love that. I love that show. It's a great show, you guys. You guys have no idea what you're talking about. God damn it. Cowboys getting bait. It's the way it goes. It's the way it goes. So.
Thank you.
Tell you what. That's what we like to do. We like to have a good old time. So. Blacklist
appreciate
is
that.
A really, really, really good show. We like it a lot, huh?
Well, thanks for calling
in.
We appreciate that.
So we got to do, man. We got to kick some ass, sea bass, man. We like to have a good old time, man. Yahoo! But
all right.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
yeah, Blacklist,
that.
You guys. You got if you guys want to see a really good show, yeah, Blacklist is just an effing unbelievable epic show. Epic.
We'll
epic
check
show.
It out.
Yeah, no doubt.
I love
definitely
it, man.
Check it out.
Great, great show. I really love it. I mean, it's just, I mean, you get your nuts in a bundle on that show. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Love it. So it's great writing again. And, you know, you watch again. They always, you know, look at the movie Run Runner. Oh, Cowboys scored there. I got my over. So I got the over 35-27. Let's see what happened here. What happened here? Romo passed middle, Terrence went 82 yards. Cool, touchdown. So, no, he'll come back out and score another touchdown here. So, get my over so far. So, I just got to keep the win. So, got the over. So, kicking some ass. So,
yeah, keep it up, man. Good luck.
See the other game is doing. 12-6. Juan Arizona, little peckerheads. I mean, I got that so far, but I want to see him get the over. It would be nice, but oh well. But, Blacklist, you know, Run Runner, okay? I was talking to my niece the other day. She was on Dr. Capo, and Run Runner was just an excuse to be important.
Okay, well, you have some WWE news?
Oh, yeah, sure. Thanks for calling, man.
I had to hang up on him. He was talking too much. Sorry.
Oh, my. I'm sorry about that. I guess the funk.
Yeah, well, but go on, Will, with the WWE.
I was just saying that, you know, there's the Battleground, you know, pay-per-view coming up later tonight. And what was I going to say? What do you think? Daniel Bryan versus Orton?
I think Randy Orton's going to win this time.
I think Orton's going to win, or they're going to find some way to disqualify. a disqualification. The only way I think Orton's Daniel Bryan's going to win is by disqualification. So
yeah.
I don't think Bryan's going to come out with the championship, even though, you know, I want him to win it again. But I think, you know, Triple H is going to find some way to screw him out of the title.
Yeah, definitely.
And let me see what else is. Oh, yeah, CM Punk versus Ryback. I think, whatchamacallit, Punk got that one. Because I don't think Punk's going to lose 3 pay-per-views in a row.
I think he's better. Well, you know, I could see it going either way. I could see Ryback winning. Then again, I could see CM Punk winning. You know,
yeah,
so that can go either way.
Yeah, that one's 50-50. Because Ryback, man, I mean, ever since the whole Shield feud, you know, he's been, you can't take him seriously anymore.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happened with that. Oh, and I think the world heavyweight, I think 2 situations going to happen. Either RVD gets screwed by Ricardo Rodriguez, which I think is most likely realistically is going to happen.
I think that's going to happen also. You said that that would happen the last pay-per-view, but this pay-per-view I think is going to happen.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen now. And the only way I could see RVD winning is if Damian Sandow cashed the money on the bank on him. I think Ricardo Rodriguez is gonna finally turn on RVD, as you know we suspected for weeks, and you know, Ricardo Rodriguez, you know, basically aligns himself with Barrio again.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen also. I'm not going to be surprised. I thought it was going to happen the last pay-per-view, but I sense it's going to happen this pay-per-view. So expect a heel turn to Ricardo Rodriguez. Because like you were saying, like Alberto Del Rio is nothing without Ricardo Rodriguez. I mean, that whole intro, you know?
Yeah.
That whole intro is Alberto Del Rio.
You mean Ricardo Rodriguez?
No, the intro. When Ricardo Rodriguez does it,
yeah,
that intro is that makes Alberto Del Rio.
Exactly. I mean, and plus he don't come out with the cars too. It's like,
yeah,
they took the 2 best things about Alberto Del Rio and you just threw it away basically.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
Yep.
They're gonna take away his finisher. What the heck? I mean, they're literally ruining him.
Yeah.
And there's rumors that Cesaro might turn face because apparently, you know, the people in WWE, you know, think his, his swing, you know, when he swings people around, they think, you know, he's getting a lot of, pop from that. So, you know, that's why they think, you know, they're going to turn him to a face. You know,
are the people.
We the people. And I'm hoping if they do that, they should, you know, give him a push because, I mean, this guy, he's one of the best, you know, wrestlers in the game right now. But they're not treating him seriously.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll turn good guy, though. I'll believe it when I see it. I think he'll be a heel for a while.
Yeah, as long as they give him a push, man, that's all that matters, you know.
Yeah.
And apparently Drew McIntyre might break out on his own, and they're going to repackage him back to the Chosen One gimmick he had years ago when he first started, which sounds
out
like a good
time.
Idea. Too. Yeah, I mean, because you can't take him seriously anymore either.
Yeah.
I mean, in the 3MB. I was going to say 3MB is played out, but that thing was never anything.
They're a goof.
Yeah, I mean, it's a joke. They should end that Nobody cares about 3MB.
Nope.
I mean, it's a joke. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, yeah, AJ is going to fight against Brie Bella.
Yeah.
I'm hoping AJ, retains the title.
I think she will.
But then again, Brie Bella with, you know, Daniel Bryan, you know, they're announcing that's her boyfriend. You know, maybe they might try to make her win because of that. But, you know, I'm hoping AJ can retain the title. So
yeah.
Let me see. Is there anything? Oh yeah. TNA Hogan apparently leaves the company. You know, he had the, you know, whole promo about him quitting, you know, telling Dixie Carter that he quits. And apparently, as of right now, it seems like it's legit.
Yeah, and you know what? After he quit, he went on to do a parody of the Mighty Cyrus Wrecking Ball.
Which I will never see.
I mean, you quit that? I mean, come on now. It's ridiculous.